This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here's something kind of cool and different. Notes and Words. It's a one-night-only event this Saturday night at the Fox Theater in Oakland. It's a night of live music and storytelling, and it benefits UCSF Benioff's Children's Hospital in Oakland. One Republic's frontman, Ryan Tedder, is going to headline with a one-of-a-kind acoustic set. And we have a pair of tickets right now for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You can get more info at notesandwords.org. Sounds like something kind of different to do.
Yeah.
Sounds neat. And it's for a good cause. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to start with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, this is terrible.
Well.
Isn't it?
Yes. So dumb. So he was married to that Erica Kuiki? Kuiki?
I didn't read the story. I just saw the headline as I was zipping through my tab and just went, oh, God, this guy's so dumb.
Yeah. For real. So 3 weeks ago, a month ago maybe, he is in Vegas, he's drunk, and he marries his girl. They've been together a few years. I mean, it's not like a brand new relationship, but even as he's walking in, I guess, I don't know where they are at the courthouse. Are they even in Vegas? Where are they?
I thought they were in Vegas.
So he's clearly lit, and he's saying, I don't want to do this. She's got this other boyfriend, she's just doing this for the money. Like, he's yelling all this stuff, and the judge in the case is saying, or the judge who married them, or the justice of the peace, mm-hmm. is saying, no, I asked him, and he's like, no, I want to do this, you know, because I guess they're not supposed to marry you if you're drunk,
intoxicated, yeah.
Right? He said, nope, I want to do this. And then 4 days later, he files for an annulment, mm-hmm. claiming fraud. Plus the fact that he didn't have the ability to recognize the full impact of his actions. So he's saying, yeah, I was drunk, and that guy still married us. That guy's saying, all right. Or actually, he's not saying all right. He's saying, no.
That didn't happen. I'm not your mom, sir.
Right. You came in there, and she was saying, she's sort of following him as he's marching in. She's all, I didn't ask you. I didn't ask for this. You're the one who wanted to.
Well, but she did it anyway. That's the one shady thing for sure, is if someone were saying things like that to me.
Sorry, I wasn't winking at you. That was
You did.
I did wink, but my contact is sliding around.
I was wondering why you
winked back at her. My contact is sliding around.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But also, wink.
Back at you.
Yeah, all right. So
if someone were talking like that with me as we were headed to the altar, I'd say, nah.
Let's press pause on this at the very least.
Nope. Because there's a serious level of, I mean, I don't, is uncomfortable, like too small a word? I wouldn't feel like this is how you link
right.
for life.
Shouldn't we both really be into this? And
we're not settled
about
at
it?
All
right.
into this deal. If you're talking like that with me as you're walking me to the altar,
yeah.
I'm going to... No. The one weird thing about celebrities, and I have only experienced this on the... I don't even want to say it in comparison to Nick Cage... But whatever we have,
you guys,
popularity,
localized,
whatever that is, it makes me careful.
Yeah.
I went on dates, many dates, but it was all surface.
Yeah.
Or the kind of nonsense I'd say on the air. But, you know, you don't get into, you never settle in really with someone until you've been with them a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if celebrities ever really settle in with someone. I wouldn't doubt their guard is always up
right?
to some extent.
Yeah. It is
and
sad.
That's why they probably end up with other celebrities, because they at least know that about each other.
You both have something to lose out of
right.
this.
Well, and you can relate, because I do think that if you're at the level of a Nick Cage or whatever big star, like, it's an adjustment that a normal person, like your average person who works their regular job and, you know, isn't, I don't know, a YouTube star at the very least, like, it's got to be, it has to be a big adjustment. And so they, you're right. I think it's a guard up thing. And, but he's, I mean, how long have they been together? Like 4 years?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think
he
it was that long.
He just got divorced in, to that Alice Kim lady in 2016.
Yeah, oh. I don't think it was that long. I think that what I read, or what I thought you read to me, was they'd been together about a year.
Yeah. Oh, is that
which,
all?
Which, I believe so. Like
that doesn't
May
seem
of
like,
last year oh. or something like that.
Oh, so not even a year.
Maybe even a little over a year.
Well, research that, and let's. I would be interested. Because, honestly, if he's doing this after less than a year, then he's a fool anyway.
Well, that's what we started with. He's right. really a dummy.
Sarah,
mean,
what was your first clue?
I feel bad for him because I do. Nah, maybe I don't. Maybe I do. But I do think
well,
that
there's something
these celebrities
kooky about him.
Have a yeah. really hard time connecting on a
on
deeper
a real
level
that they can trust.
And here he is. How pathetic and sad that he's walking down the aisle with someone and grousing on the way there about how he's being taken advantage of.
Right.
Well, then stop.
Yeah, don't. No one has got a gun to your head.
So what are you doing it for? Mm. What's the point?
So 4 days after he gets the annulment. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. 4 days after the marriage, he asks for an annulment, claiming fraud. Erica says, you don't deserve an annulment. She said, I am cool with a divorce, though, specifically one where I get spousal support.
Boom.
She claims that 12 days after Nick Cage filed for the annulment, he said, let's start again in the right way. So as far as she's concerned, the marriage was legit. I don't know what ground anybody has to stand on. If someone asks for an annulment, doesn't a judge just decide yes or no you can have an annulment? It can be annulled, which is different than a...
I even think an annulment at this point is, like, comedic. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, an annulment is... So on what grounds did she... What is it? What are the grounds that an annulment is granted?
Well, isn't for fraud, it, generally. It's,
right.
You lied to me about something I found out after we were married.
Or
and,
you won't consummate with me.
Right.
Or,
right. Yes.
Or you're gay and I'm... And, you know, you sold me that you're heterosexual. You know, maybe...
Right. It's fraud. It's,
right.
It's some kind of a lie that's discovered after
well,
the fact.
Well, the internet says to be eligible for an annulment, you must be able to prove one of the specific grounds to establish that your marriage is void.
Okay.
Or
what
voidable.
Voidable. It's a voidable marriage.
You know what? It goes into some other article. Shucks.
Well, generally, it's, I think, right, traditionally, they were unable to consummate. And so because it hadn't been consummated, it could be annulled, just erased.
It just keeps using that word voidable.
But she is basically saying, listen, right after he asked for the annulment, he said, let's start over. I still want to be with you. She's like, well, then we're married.
One of the things is determining if you were married without the proper intent.
Oh.
Lacking capacity, fraudulent circumstances, more about intent.
I mean, the sad part is everything he was feeling in that moment is being shown to be true, right? So here he is saying, she's going to roll me. I don't know why I'm doing this.
She's doing this for the money, right?
Right.
She just wants my money.
And then 2 weeks later, what he finds out is that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. She's going to take your money, dude.
Yep.
And you knew it. So do you get an annulment? I don't think so.
I don't either. You were yelling that as you dragged her to the... I mean, she's
I
following
know.
Him. He's oh, the one who's man. Doing it.
And a person who had truer motives would have said, I'm not marrying anyone talking to me like that
right.
at the altar.
Yeah, I'm going to turn around right now and leave.
In fact, we're broken up.
Right.
No.
But she was all, well, just go as far as I can because I would love to get spousal support
well,
from this guy.
And you know what? If you got nothing going on, why wouldn't you?
I guess. It's sad.
It is sad, but that's the reality of the marriage laws too. So yeah. And he knows it. He's been divorced how many times?
At least three. Was he married to Patricia Arquette?
Yes, I think that was his first marriage, and that was probably his longest marriage, about right. 6 years or so.
Then there's Alice Kim,
Lisa Marie Presley.
Briefly though, right? How long were they married?
Less than 2 years.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
and
so
this
at
is
least
his
three.
Fourth.
Okay.
Marriage.
I mean, you got it. I'll give all the credit in the world to Party. That's my lady's dad. He has two divorces. He's with a lady now. They've been together a while, mm-hmm. but he's been saying for years, "I will not remarry. I have not done
well
that position any well or any good." And they're good together. They're happy.
And if she accepts that, well, that's totally fine.
I think that because he's been honest, she has to accept that if I want to be with this dude, I'm
exactly.
not getting married.
Right.
And that's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem to me like he's making a poor choice. I think that
he knows himself, I suppose.
Well, he's been married twice. He's in his 70s. What do you get married a third time for? Right. What would be the point?
Only
the point
to protect the person who you're spending your life with.
And benefits, and if yes. something happens in the hospital.
You want your next of kin to be able to make decisions for you. There are papers that you can sign for all of that stuff, though. You can put put stuff in a trust that mm-hmm. you know that this person is included in, and you can sign a piece of paper that said this person makes health decisions for me.
Yeah.
So there are ways to not do that. And if you're a proven loser at marriage, maybe that's the way to go.
Well, and his daughter, he has fan. It's not sure. like his daughter wouldn't have his best interest at heart.
Yeah.
So if it's about decisions in the hospital. Mm-hmm. She'll handle it.
Right. Well, as long as they're on the same page, you know, her and the person who's,
right.
you know, been living with them.
I was wrong about Nicolas Cage. He was with Alice Kim from 2004 to 2016. That was his longest marriage.
Oh. And Patricia Arquette was?
95 to 2001.
Is that the one that the kid that looks just like him, like the punk version of him?
I don't think that's an Arquette.
Who is that then? Who's that kid from?
Weston Coppola Cage.
Yeah. Whose kid is that?
His mom. His mom is, Christina Fulton.
Oh, some.
Not even a.
Was she ever married to him?
Christina Fulton?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
To Nicolas Cage. No.
So that's a random kid.
Yeah.
Speaking of marriages.
So she's suing for money.
She's not suing, but she's saying. Listen, you're trying to get back with me and start over again. That's a valid marriage. We're married. There's no annulment. If you want to be with me, that's what it is. Like, if we want a divorce, we can do that. But I want spousal support in that case. But an annulment is not valid. You love me. That's basically it.
There's so a nothing's... chance they could stay together then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're telling me there's a chance.
All right. Well, I hope that works out for them.
Yeah, me too. That'd be great. Michelle Branch and Patrick Carney have gotten married.
I saw pictures of this.
They're so cute. So that's the guy from the Black Keys and Michelle Branch, the singer. So mm-hmm.
who
let's
is she?
Hope that never. She's a singer. She did.
Is she a Thousand Miles?
No,
that's Vanessa
Carlton.
So who's Michelle Branch? Is she a country star?
No, she did a version of "Is There Life on Mars" by David Bowie. Which is excellent. And she's the chick who, doesn't she
everywhere,
sing?
Everywhere, do you remember?
Because you're everywhere to me.
That's it.
Get to the chorus.
It's coming up.
All right.
Is this all you wanted? Inside.
I know this.
This
okay.
is all you wanted.
Is she the one who does the backgrounds on the Counting Crows version of Big Yellow Taxi?
I don't know about that. Vinny, you might think of her as country because didn't she start, the band that she put together, Sorta Country?
Two girls,
Wrecking
right?
Ball
yeah,
or there's, Wrecking oh. Crew,
it's a two
like
I don't know
female
that band.
Singers yeah. that got together and did
yeah.
country albums.
She's come in here, in and out of here over the years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Times.
So she and Patrick got married. And then we get.
Is this her?
She is in the background.
Oh, that's her, yeah.
God, I love this song. Like, they did the version. This is the version.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
The Joni Mitchell version.
I don't think so, Sarah.
But that is a good version
yeah.
of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Vanessa Carlton.
Oh, that's Vanessa Carlton.
Damn it,
we're getting confused with Vanessa. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, Michelle Branch is
So, not on that song.
Not on that song.
All right.
So congrats to Michelle Branch, who
cute couple
has some songs that she's done somewhere.
We're not sure.
Here's some breakups. Michelle Williams and her husband Phil Elverum have broken up.
What happened to those two kids?
Nope. They just fell out of love, Vinny. They were done.
I love her.
Adele.
She's such a great actor.
I know, she's
actress,
great.
Whatever you...
Actor, sure.
Okay.
Adele and her husband are breaking up. Simon Konecki is his name. There's about $180 million at stake there.
How long has she been with him?
2011. They married.
I heard you can't make money in the music business anymore.
Mm.
How did Adele do it?
She just found a way.
She had it all.
And she's only, yeah. She could have had. She did. She had it all. So anyway, Adele's got a $180 million divorce looming, so that's fun. And the Connor star, Michael Fishman, DJ.
Yeah.
Oh.
His wife just filed for divorce.
Aww.
What did he do?
They still love each other.
Well, then why would you divorce?
Doesn't say. They're sick
the
of being together.
Changed.
Oh, she took something off the menu. She changed the specials.
Well, if she's filing, then...
Yeah, maybe he changed the menu.
I'm not doing that anymore. It's gross. I don't want to.
I doubt that's the case. I would bet that...
Or he wants too much, right?
Or his man area keeps falling into other women's areas.
Not DJ. DJ wouldn't do that.
I hope you're right.
Steph Curry is a self-proclaimed popcorn addict. And he has ranked the popcorn at, I guess he lives and dies for popcorn. I did not know this, but.
Well, it's a good snack.
This is his thing.
I often snack on the Boom Chicky Pop.
Mm.
Did he rank that?
He doesn't want the Boom Chicky Pop. He wants salted and buttered. He wants stadium popcorn.
Oh,
so he has ranked all of the, in all 29 NBA arenas, he has ranked from highest to lowest based on five categories, all of the popcorn.
Okay.
The categories are. Freshness, saltiness, crunchiness, butter, and presentation. Throughout the season, he gave the popcorn at each arena a score of 1 to 5 in each category and then ranked them by their total scores. So this is what this guy's doing on the road to fill the time. And it's great that he's got a hobby like this. People should have hobbies on the road so that they don't fall into other ladies' women areas. Number one arena. Well, I mean, we've all heard the stories about the NBA players.
Yes, we have.
All the pro sports players, really.
Yeah.
The Dallas Mavericks arena is number one. With a near-perfect score, it got a 5 in every category except crunchiness, where it only got a 4. The Brooklyn Nets arena was a close second, followed by the homes of the Miami Heat, the Portland Trail Blazers, and the Kings. So good job to Chris Kelly. Maybe he had a hand in the
Oh, my the God. Did you hear about... Do you have the story about Luke Walton?
The guy they just hired as a coach?
Okay, so Luke Walton... If I could just tell the
story. Go ahead,
story.
Tell the story. It's horrible.
Luke Walton, I don't know that part of the story. Luke Walton is the son of Bill Walton. Bill Walton was one of the best basketball players of all time.
What did he play for?
He played for UCLA and won a couple national championships back. Oh, what is the guy's name? I can't think of the coach's name, but he had an era for the UCLA Bruins in college. It's on the tip of my tongue.
It'll spit out.
Anyway, Bill Walton was one of the best, but he had problems with staying. The term is staying healthy.
John Wooden.
His era was Bill Walton's, part of Bill Walton's era. He won 2 national championships, I believe, and then went on to the pros. He was the number one draft pick, but he had trouble with his feet and knees. Big boys, like he's 7 foot, but he was great. Okay, so in the pros, I think he won 1 championship, maybe 2, but anyway, that's who this guy's dad is. Luke Walton's dad is Bill Walton,
and Luke is the one who's
Luke is the one who goes on to become
right
a basketball player. He was never nearly as good as his dad. That's probably a given since his dad was so great. He goes on to become the coach here at Golden State. Mm-hmm. He took over for Steve Kerr when Kerr was having those back problems.
Oh, right.
That's who Luke is. And then Luke took that success and went and became the coach at the Lakers, which is a big job, even though at the time the Lakers were down,
right,
so to speak. Then LeBron goes there. And, of course, you know, LeBron wants his own people. And so Luke's going to be out. and the Kings hire him. And I thought Chris Kelly, like, I thought Luke Walton was a pretty good coach and was going to be a good hire for them. And the Kings kind of have a pretty good roster right now. And they're maybe 2 years away from Hooman's prediction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, becoming,
I guarantee a title this year.
I don't know about a title, but they're maybe a couple years away from really contending and being something in the West. So they're looking good. And then this story breaks. I want to say I read it yesterday.
Yeah.
Or maybe this morning.
Yesterday, I feel like it's been out for a couple days.
Today's Tuesday. I think I might have read it on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't hear it at all. I've been busy. So, but it turns out he may be in big trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what is this story? It's a writer.
She's a sports writer, and she was dropping off a copy of her book at his hotel room, or somehow or other, she's at his hotel room, and he pins her to the bed and
so
holds her down. And
what I read was he wrote the foreword for her book.
Oh, right. Really?
Like, that's that. Why she's dropping off the copy is he's part of this book. And so I guess she felt, because at this point, don't you say no to going to anybody's hotel room?
Uh-huh.
But I think they knew each other better than that.
Right.
I mean, he wrote the foreword for her book.
Right.
And then ends up in his room, and he ends up on her.
And she did get out from under him, just so we're clear. But she's, you know, making these accusations. And I don't know when this happened. I want to say I've heard it. Was a while ago.
Well, I think it was 2016 when the incident occurred.
I think it was when he was coaching the Warriors. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't even with the Lakers yet.
And now she's coming forward. And I don't know why the timing now, but, you know.
Well.
Hard to hear.
It puts... So Chris Kelly and his team were kind of on the climb up.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking good. And now this accusation is like... What a step back.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Now you got to deal with...
Investigate.
Well, that's what they have to do. Mm-hmm. They have to investigate and find out if the story's in fact true. And if it is, how do you handle this coach?
Right.
Guarantee.
What year was that, though?
I think that was 2017.
What was
oh,
it?
No, that was 2012.
2017? 2013.
Oh,
2013.
My gosh.
He said that in 2013.
Forever
that
ago,
correct,
yeah.
Yes.
That's why you had to give me $50.
What is it, 2019?
That's
6 years ago.
I remember when he said
that. That's
time
so crazy.
Has just gone by so fast.
It feels like last year.
It does.
We're all sitting in the same seats and
we're
everything.
We're super late right now.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. The sun is up already. 6:39. Man, it feels like we go from the darkest days to the brightest ones so quickly.
Right.
Middle of June, right, are the longest days of the year. Oh, I love. Oh God, I love summer. It makes me so happy when it's just like yesterday I was... freaking just sweating in my yard, like,
yeah, you posted some garden pictures.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I did my window boxes. I'm just getting all my annuals in.
Wow.
What are window boxes?
They're boxes that hang in front of your window and have flowers in them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I love those.
You mean you did them?
Well, you have to replant them. I replant them, so.
Each year, you go buy new flowers.
Yep, just annuals.
And then they die, and then they just
they
sit
die
there
when
as
the
dirt?
Winter.
Or do you take them out of the window?
I put the, I take them out. So there's a box attached to the house, and then I have these little like plastic inserts that go in there, and I replace, I pull those out every year, clean them out, and put in new dirt and new flowers.
That's actually a good point. I was going to replant a couple of the pots, or the flowers, Vinny, and I wondered if I throw away that dirt, or do I put new dirt with that
You don't
dirt?
Have to. You can mix up. In fact, the roots that are still in there, they're fine. They'll kind of compost. You can just kind of chop it up, take out some of the dirt, replace it with some new stuff, and put in some pretty flowers.
Right.
I felt like, Earth Day. Keep my little corner of Earth just a little bit cuter.
But so the boxes get stashed somewhere?
No, the boxes are hung on the house. They're attached to the house. And then
But in the off season?
In the off season, they're attached to the house.
Oh, you leave them there.
But the plastic, they're attached. They're wood part of the house. And then the little inserts, though, come out. So I had to run all the irrigation and do all that stuff.
Oh, dear.
I know.
The irrigation.
I was like, John, help me.
I've never seen flowers in those boxes.
I know.
I've just never realized it, maybe.
No, we added them as part of the yard thing.
I see.
So it's very exciting. Anyway, I was going to say that coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Fandango tickets for Avengers Endgame. People are freaking out about that. Some people are maybe going to see it and review it. And then other people are going to have to wait until it comes out. But we have Fandango tickets, so you can go check it out. Mm-hmm. And if you want more info, go to RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Tahoe Blue Vodka. Some of the best water in the world.
Oh, Tahoe.
What the vodka is made from,
It tastes fresh. It tastes like mountain air.
And actually, it's distilled right here in the Bay Area, like in Mountain View.
Mm.
Would you say it's delicious?
It is so delicious.
So delicious.
Love it.
Thank you, Tahoe Blue Vodka. Here's what's happening. So I'll begin with this quick update. Sri Lanka's Minister of Defense said Tuesday that the coordinated Easter Sunday attack that killed 321 people so far were in retaliation for recent Christchurch mosque killings in New Zealand. If you remember, that was a shooting in March in New Zealand that left 50 dead and led the country to take swift action to approve new gun control laws, which
is remarkable. Imagine that.
Right-wing extremists, terrorists took credit for the Christchurch mosque shootings and appeared to post a manifesto detailing their white supremacist worldviews. So this group is now taking credit for the Sri Lanka attack and saying this is a response to those terror attacks. So if these extremist groups could just attack each other, that would be fantastic, because everybody else is caught in the middle of this and becoming
innocent people are, you know,
collateral damage,
right?
As you want to get your
right. How about you have a day where you meet in the desert, just the terrorists, and just do your thing there and leave the rest of us out of it? Just people trying to celebrate Easter, or people just trying to worship at a mosque. What, you know, it's just awful.
Right.
I guess Sri Lanka is mostly Muslim, and so Christians there have been persecuted anyway. Mm-hmm. They definitely are not super popular. And so this is just adds to the tension. It's great. It's awful.
Sharks play tonight.
Oh, go Sharks. Yeah. Come on, Sharks.
It's
battle
a home
back.
Game. San Jose is going to be rocking. It's game 7. Winner goes on. Loser goes home.
It's going to be a nice night, too.
7 p.m. Yeah. game time.
Come on, guys.
Go Sharks.
We believe in you.
The only time I root for Sharks. On the ice. All the other times.
You're anti-shark.
Please leave me be.
Yeah, just mind your own business. I don't want anything to happen to you. Just leave me. I don't want anything to happen to me either.
I don't want no trouble. That's all. Just trying to hear to get some exercise and enjoy the ocean. You do your thing. I'll do mine.
Amen.
Thanks.
Go Sharks.
Earlier this week, Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes appeared in a San Jose court in her fraud case. She made national/international news as the founder of Theranos, the failed startup that was going to bring easy blood testing to the general public.
Right. And drugstores, right? Little places where you'd go in and take a drop of your blood and give you a printout.
They did later team up with Walgreens in an effort to continue the scam, saying that we can do this. Stop saying we can't.
Or just say
we got this.
Right, we can't, and don't be a fraud.
Unfortunately, what came to light was, no, they were using the same or for most of the tests they were offering, they were using the same technology everyone else used.
Right. And this now little, there's Netflix movies.
What was it called? Edison, I believe, is what it was called. Mm-hmm. Their little testing box that was supposed to be revolutionary. Right. Unfortunately, in the documentary, what they show, and this is, what was the documentary called? Something like
The Inventor.
Yeah.
Out for Blood or something like that?
Yes. What they showed was, as they were showing this to people, they'd put the blood in, they'd continue the tour of Theranos, and then someone would run in, grab it from there, run it to the regular tester, and they'd try to process this as quickly as possible before getting back to the location where the tour would conclude, and they would say,
oh, look, here's your piece of paper.
We got it. Isn't that fantastic?
And by regular tester, it meant somebody else's tester that they had in the building.
Oh, my God. It's just so, it's just bizarre to me how these things get so far down the line that there's had to be enough people in on this that.
Absolutely.
So,
it's just bizarre.
The 35-year-old Elizabeth Holmes was in federal court in San Jose where a judge proposed a trial date of July 8th. That's this summer. None was set, but Holmes and Theranos chief operating officer Ramesh Balwani, and he went out with her. They were together. That's also shown in the documentary that they lived together, and they were together. They're accused of swindling investors, doctors, and patients out of millions of dollars. At one point, Theranos was valued at $9 billion.
Knowing that it was a complete sham, why did they not grab up all the money and go find an island somewhere to hide out on? Like, they knew this wasn't going to happen. I don't understand
this. Well, that's going to be their defense.
Right.
Right?
I guess
their
defense
is,
we didn't run.
Her defense is, well, not that we didn't run, but her defense is, I was working on it. I was trying to make it happen. It was, we believed we could do this. That's going to be their defense, isn't it?
Right. Shouldn't they have found out if they could do it first before they took it all this way down the road?
If convicted, well.
So they're just dumb.
Well, hold on, though. I bet you, this is going to be an interesting case because I would bet you that plenty of technology, and they show Edison in the documentary, the guy who they named the thing after, he didn't have the technology for a light bulb until years after he said he had it. And finally, with like his last buck, I think what is what they say in the documentary, he pulled it off. And it was like,
so she was hoping to be.
I got it.
The next Edison.
Ta-da!
We did it.
Well, and light bulbs. Think about that.
Yes, I'm looking at them right now. They're everywhere. Literally all around us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I wasn't even trying to. What I was going to go for is think about all of the technology for that's before us. iPhones, everything is probably, you know, crunch time.
Mm-hmm.
Do we got this or not?
We do have
it. Well, you hear about the designs come down to the last minute where they go, we're going to get rid of the headphone jack.
Right.
Because we need space for this thing.
Or this, the bendable phone screen on the new Samsungs. Oh, they just they had put some out there for like beta testing or whatever. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
And now they had to recall them all. Like they're all breaking. And
well, that's why you send them out.
That's why.
Into the world. Yeah. How will this work when people actually use it and don't baby it?
Yeah. No, it didn't work that well.
You know, you hand it to a couple people who are going to run around with it.
Yep.
Whoops.
Use it in the real world. Oops, I opened that too hard.
Anyway, these two are Holmes and Balwani are facing. Well, they could face life behind bars.
Jeez.
I don't think that's going to happen with her. She's engaged and supposed to be married pretty soon.
I know. Well, that's making the news all the time too. Is that?
And they live here in the city at some luxury apartment.
Oh my God!
His family is hella rich. Owns luxury resorts.
It's got to be weird for the family. Like, so.
Well, the family hates her.
I'll bet. There's all these shows about her and movies, and she's about to go on trial. Yeah. I can't believe it. It's such a freaking fascinating story.
It is. I will follow. Definitely be following that. I don't want to radnitch you, but this was in my AP Wire news. Avengers Endgame has screened for the first time, and it looks like Chris Evans says he cried 6 times watching the film.
Oh,
it'll hit. I guess he loved it, maybe it's the end of an era.
Right? Maybe it's like an emotional thing too for him because it's.
They're saying Chris Hemsworth cried even more than that.
Oh, the big men crying.
So, well, maybe this is a tearjerker.
Maybe. Well, I won't see it. You'll probably see it, though, right? I mean, you've been watching all the things.
I'm still trying to finish Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is my last film of the series before I get to this one.
21 films, I think I read this morning.
It's been a lot.
21 films leading up to this.
It's taken a lot of time to get through them, especially since it takes 3 to 5 sittings for one film for me.
Yeah.
I've been pausing this Ant-Man. And this, by the way, the Ant-Man is San Francisco. It's here.
That's where it's set?
Yeah, it's set here. So it's, I forgot that they filmed all that stuff right here. Mm. So it's kind of neat in that you're seeing.
It is. I love seeing San Francisco in movies. Yeah,
they're definitely holding me more, my attention more with that because this Ant-Man Wasp thing is kind of
Well, I loved Ant-Man. I thought that was a really funny movie. I didn't watch it with the Wasp. I did. I loved
Paul
Rudd,
too.
Did
you see a lot of like Pier 39 and Wharf things? Because I remember when they were filming.
Well, and that's actually one of the fantastic CGI scenes is he's huge. And so he swims out huge to catch one of the ferries that's he's the bad guy's escaping in.
Oh, funny.
He gets the thing he needs. Uh-huh. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Ant-Man and Wasp. But the scene where he walks up to the wharf and he's gigantic is just super cool. And then he falls into the water at one point and...
Basically a tidal wave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just super neat. Like you couldn't, you know, it looks real.
Right. I should watch that one. Well, I love that girl too. She's the chick from Wasp, from Lost, right? Who plays Wasp.
Yes, Evangeline.
Lily.
Lily.
Yeah.
Lily.
Freckles.
She's magnificent. Anyway, the screenings are happening. The movie opens this Thursday. It's supposed to be the biggest movie of all time.
I don't know if I'll get to the story, but they are saying that it's they're looking at a $300 million opening, and the screenings start, I think, midnight on Thursday, and they're going to... It's the first time that they're doing this many round-the-clock... Like, you'll be able to go to a 4 o'clock in the morning screening or 2 o'clock in the morning.
If there's demand for it, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't they? And the more screenings, the more money.
Our digital department is going to be putting up some stuff, I think, not till tomorrow, radioalice.com, that they're just a lot of Avengers stuff.
Yes! Our digital department, by the way, was out supporting our cause as we picked up trash for Earth Day out in OB.
Ron
was out there taking photos.
Ron on location and then Brad here posting stuff.
Oh, nice.
And there may be video of me snapping at our digital department as he's holding the camera to take a picture. So we're all posing, right? And he's not doing anything. I go, "Are you taking video?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I go, "Well, why don't you tell us? We're standing here like dummies."
So that's on video.
That's on video. So, you know, I don't know if that's going to make the website or not, but
I hope it does.
These new cameras, it's like, you know, he holds it up. So we're all, okay.
Right. Standing with your arms around each other. Still. Standing still.
What do we do?
Not saying anything.
Right.
Dummies. Dunk. Going to look like idiots. Anyway. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Michelle Branch also sang on Santana's Supernatural album.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That is the hit. Yeah. That song is so good. What is that? The Mystery of Love?
The Game of Love?
Game of Love.
Yeah.
Wow, you found a section that doesn't sound like it at all. This isn't Game of Love.
I feel like I don't recognize this. This is it?
This is called I'm Feeling You.
Oh, so you found another song she did with Santana. Wow.
All right, hold on. Here you go.
It sounds like a good song.
That's
this. I'm like, why don't I recognize that?
Well, I know. Michelle, I felt like Branches I never heard Santana. That one before.
God, give me a break.
No.
This is the hookiest song, though. I mean, you can't. He's smart, too. That album.
That was big.
Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with a gift that is, I just think this is somewhat touching. And then we'll get into Game of Thrones. And then we'll,
right.
after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.